Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 5, First Encounter.
Hurry, bring him to the couch.
Is it still there? Is it still out there?
A moment ago, something large stood outside in the woods. A person, perhaps. A very tall person.
Make sure to lock the doors.
Relax.
Yeah, that's it. There you go, buddy. Look at his arm. Jay, what?
Darren's arm was bloody. Two long scratches had torn his skin.
Let's get a towel.
I got it. I ran to the kitchen.
Is it still out there?
I don't see anything.
What is it he's talking about?
It's coming for me. It killed her. I saw a killer!
Who?
Tina, obviously.
Darren and Tina are neighbors. They live east of here, not far. Darren, are you sure Tina...
I saw it happen! She's dead!
When I came back into the room, I was startled by Maria, who now stood in the stairwell. Oh.
What's going on?
Maria, it's Darren. He's had some trouble.
Some trouble? I think it's a tad more than some trouble. Somebody outside stabbed him.
What?
Jay, please.
Ava, towel.
Here. Mark wrapped the towel around Darren's arm.
It bit me in the fucking leg!
Who bit you?
Not who. A thing.
An animal?
It came from the rock.
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Darren was attacked.
By what?
He said it came from the rock.
What rock? The asteroid? Is he talking about the asteroid?
Darren?
After Darren's fit of coughing, he took a moment to compose himself. He began nodding.
It came from the asteroid?
He kept nodding.
Oh, shit.
We need to get an ambulance out here. ASAP.
Like they don't have a lot to worry about already? Maybe you forgot, but most of New York is a pile of rubble now.
He's bleeding out, Jay.
I heard tiny footsteps behind me.
Mommy!
Oh, baby!
Maria grabbed her son and pulled him close.
You shouldn't be down here.
I can't sleep, Mommy.
I know. Daddy and his friends are being loud.
There's no monster outside my window.
The stunned silence made my body tense, my skin prickle.
What was that, Luke?
I saw a monster.
It's inside.
Thank you.
shit.
Brayden ran to the den.
Brayden!
Where's he going?
We need to get out of here.
Please, don't leave me.
Jay, grab his arm.
Oh, come on.
Jay, grab it.
Come on, dude, get up.
Brayden ran back into the room. He carried a rifle.
Is that thing loaded?
No, I was hoping the sight of this and the sound of me saying bang would be enough. Of course it's loaded. Get Darren out. Maria, go with him. Take Luke, go.
I helped Jay and Mark carry Darren. We quickly headed towards the front door. We heard footsteps slowly descending the stairs.
Where are we going?
Outside.
No shit, but where outside?
Brayden, come on!
Get Luke out of here!
Brayden!
Go!
Maria, reluctant at first, quickly grabbed Luke and followed us out. We rushed outside.
Brayden!
I looked back inside to see Brayden staring up at the staircase.
Oh my god.
He aimed the rifle just as Mark slammed the door shut.
No! Brayden!
Maria tried running back to the cabin, but I held her and Luke.
Daddy!
Everyone in the car!
We have to leave! Now!
Come on, Maria. This way.
No!
We all piled into the car. Mark started the engine and Jay hopped on his phone. He dialed 911.
I keep getting a busy signal.
We watched through the windshield as two shadows tumbled back and forth inside the cabin. The moonlight provided light, but due to the many clouds in the night sky, it wasn't much light.
We need to go.
No, we can't leave him!
It's gonna kill him! It's gonna kill him, and then it's gonna come for us!
I held my breath. So did everyone else. Nothing stirred within the cabin. Suddenly, a shadow appeared behind the curtain.
Fuck, he's dead. All right, let's just go.
Wait, just wait.
The shadow headed towards the front door. The door opened, and someone or something stood unmoving. A cloud slowly passed and allowed for the blue glow of the moon to show the standing figure. It was Brayden.
Daddy!
Luke, no!
Luke jumped out of the car and ran over to his father.
It's dead.
We all stood over the dead creature. It looked to be a good 7 feet tall. It was grotesque. It was scaly, with a few thick, what seemed to be hairs on its back. The eyes were small and black. It had sharp talons and a long jaw. Its mouth hung open, displaying sharp teeth and a large, limp tongue.
This thing came out of the asteroid?
I saw it.
So does this make it, an alien?
No one answered.
Don't get near it, honey.
Maria pulled Luke aside.
It put up a hell of a fight.
There was a hole in the back of its head where Brayden had shot it.
Well, it's good to know a bullet can bring it down.
This means that New York, that every city that was hit, is crawling with these things. There were a hell of a lot of asteroids.
That piece of information really sunk in. I thought about Scott. Had California been hit?
What do we do now?
How about we get this thing out of our cabin?
I'm not touching it.
I thought monsters weren't real.
Me too, honey. Me too.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseth, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com. and Dylan Mixer at dylanmixercomposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.